Hello everyone. Let's take a few minutes to look at the timeline planner and why it's such an important part of your independent project. When people hear the word timeline, they sometimes imagine something rigid or restrictive. That isn't what this is. The timeline planner is there to help you break your project into manageable stages so it doesn't feel overwhelming. Big projects can feel exciting at the beginning, but if they aren't broken down, they can quickly become stressful. The timeline helps you move from, I'm doing a project on dance, for example, to this week I'm researching the muscles behind turnout technique, or this month I'm practicing my turnout and tracking my progress. It turns a big idea into smaller, achievable steps. The first part of your timeline is the big picture. You'll divide your project into phases. For example, research, skill development, refining your outcomes, and final reflection. Then you'll use a shorter working timeline to plan what you're focusing on over the next few weeks. Not the whole project at once, just the next stage. You'll also identify what resources you need and what evidence you'll generate. That might be research notes, journal entries, practice logs, drafts, or photos. One really important thing to understand is this: your timeline is allowed to change. In fact, it probably should. Projects evolve. You might discover new information. You might realize something takes longer than expected. You might decide to adjust your outcome slightly. That's not failure, that's real project work. When you change your plan, you simply record the adjustment and reflect on why you made it. That reflection is part of the learning. The timeline planner isn't there to trap you. It's there to reduce pressure, support your independence, and help you manage your time realistically. It also helps your mentor support you well. Instead of asking, what are you doing next? They can look at your timeline and ask more helpful questions like, is this stage realistic? What might get in the way? Or what will progress look like here? So when you're completing your timeline, think in stages, in small steps. Think about what progress looks like, not just what the final outcome will be. Used properly, the timeline becomes a stress reduction tool rather than a constraint. And we'll be using it together in project studios. So don't worry, you won't be figuring it out alone.